Look at this psalm. We've been trying to look at a few psalms here and there on a Wednesday evening, and I enjoy the psalms. I like going through them and reading them and studying them. But here at this psalms is kind of interesting. It could be titled several different things, but really what David is coming down to in this psalm is he's coming down to a realization how short and how the life is, just brevity of life. And so the life that we have, the life that we know, you know, sometimes you think, man, 70, 80 years, or, you know, that's, man, alive, that's old. Well, when God looks at it, there is really, it's not old, because God looks at our life as just but a vapor. You know, he says it in James, life is but a vapor. And so we sometimes put age as a time frame, and I think God puts that in a perspective of, listen, when you know what forever means, which we do not, but God does, he said, if you would know what forever means, you would see how short your life is. And that's something we need to continue to think about, because our lives are short. Now, we only look at that as someone who may have passed at an early age or a young age, but listen, life is short, period. So David has that mindset as we get into this psalm. And Psalm 39, first verse says, I said I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good and from sorrow and strife. My heart was not within me while I was misusing the fiery burned, and spake I with a tongue. The first part of that, as we understand the first part of that chapter, is one that it's kind of hard to really put into perspective. David is simply using some understanding that he would know, especially when you come into the realms of the bridle. As a bridle of a horse really tames the horse and doesn't allow the horse to maybe bite or to go whatever way it wants. And so what David's saying here is the same thing James said, is that we need to tame the tongue. David said, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to take heed to my ways. I'm not going to let my tongue get me in trouble. And then he says, even with the wicked before me. And then he said he was dumb with silence. And that phrase, to me, is a very spiritually mature phrase. Because not everybody can stand as if they were dumb in silence. And when does it say? While wicked is before me. Christ did the same thing we saw in Isaiah 53. He stood silent as they accused him. Or in actual literal event, in the Gospels, when Christ stood before the accusers and before Pilate and before all of them, he stood silent. And so this isn't a phrase like, man, he didn't know what to say. Oh, I'm sure Christ knew what to say. It's a spiritual maturity of a person who can stand there when Eve was before them and speak nothing. So these are all goals. These are goals that David has in his life. And then you go down into the, my heart was hot within me, but yet at the same time, he didn't speak. All of that said for verse 4 and 5. Because verse 4 and 5 is where we want to get into. Because what we want to see here, I think it's very important. Set your finger there and go to Ephesians chapter 5. Set your finger there in Psalm 39. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. There's two verses there that Paul gives us in verse 16 and 17. That fit very well into this. And so we want to like springboard from one to the other. And Ephesians 5 verse 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. It's the exact same thing David said back in Psalm 39. Psalm 39, David said, listen, we need to understand what it means to redeem the time, because the time is short. So let's go back into Psalm 39 and see how David redeems this time. First of all, we realize that in order for David to redeem the time, David, I believe, come to an understanding where it wasn't so much about the task as it was the time. David's not a, he's a very task-oriented person, of course. He was a leadership of Israel. But it wasn't so much about accomplishing a task as it was answering for every moment of time. Verse 4, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. What David was saying, he said, Lord, make me know. Make me understand. And to me, what that means is that we really truly know how to understand the amount of time that God has given us. We don't know the day we're going to die. We don't know any of that. But we do know every moment God gives us, we need to do something with it. So when David says that in verse 4, that Lord, make me to know my end. He's not talking about, God, I want to know the day I'm going to die. What he's talking about, as we see in the latter part of that, and the measure of my days. God, I want to know how to measure my time in my day. I'm going to tell you, that's one of the things I think that we have really probably thrown out and wasted more of anything else in life is time. When it comes to what David is referring to, when it comes to the spiritual maturity that he mentioned in the first part of the chapter, and those days that he was talking about, basically, it's not so much, again, all of the tasks we accomplish in life. It's not about climbing that ladder. It's not about all the things that we could do in life. It's about the time. It's about managing the time for what? Well, Ephesians 5:16 said we need to redeem, manage the time, use the time wisely because the days are evil. And then he says, so that we may know what the will of God is for our life. So what is that will of God? What was it for David? What is it for us? Obviously, the will of God for every one of our lives is to be sharing the redemptive story, is to be about exemplifying in our life what God would have us to do. Where we do it, how we do it is diverse. Wherever you're working or whatever community you live in or wherever you're at or whatever you're involved in, that's where you do it. But what you do is not so much about the task. It's about redeeming the time for God. And I come to this and I was studying through this and I thought, you know, how much of maturity did David have, again, to be silent, but yet also, God, I want to know. Every day, remind me how short my life is. Every day, I want to know that I need to be more about the time for you than the time for me. And if you did a survey of your last week or the beginning of this week, and survey all the things that you did spending time with God and for God, and all the times you spent doing your deal, how would it weigh out? What would it look like? You know, how much time is it your agenda? How much time is it on what you want to do? And how much time is it on what God has for you to do? And I think it's a good reminder to us about how short our lives truly are. It doesn't matter what our age is. Compared to forever, life period is short. And so I think that's the statement that David is making and really wants us to understand. Because if we know that our time is short, sometimes we get a little bit more priority in it. Verse 5 says, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. That's, well, that'll put you into priority, huh? That verse humbles me. At our best, we're still nothing. At everything we can accomplish, at everything we can do, and everything we can gain, we're still nothing. And what's it compared to? Verse 5 compares to the age as is nothing before thee. Man at his best is altogether vanity. And that hand breadth, I believe that was the horse. They measured their horses by the hand and the hand breadth of the horse. So God's saying that's about how much your life is right there. That's all the time you have in your life. It's about as wide as your hand may be. And so when David looked at this, again, David was a tremendous leader. And he was a good leader. And in the midst of that, he was consumed by wanting to not sin because the time was short. We see that in verse 1. and also wanted God to teach him, always constantly remind him that you need to be redeeming the time for me. You need to be doing things for me. And I think as we see this and get an understanding of this, it's important to realize what God is asking of David, and I think also asking of us, because Moses said the same thing in Psalm 90, how he realized how short his life was. And Moses wasn't no spring chicken when he died either, in our understanding. But Moses said, life is short. And I'm going to tell you, how many times do you look back over and say, boy, you know, where did the years go? Where did the last 5 years, 10 years? You know, a lot of times when you're raising kids, you know, when do you look at them this day and the next day, they're like, wow, where did time go? And I'm kind of convinced that when we really, truly understand what David is trying to say, we too will all of a sudden say, man, where did my life go? You know, what do I have to show for it? And I always get that thought process. What are they going to talk about at my funeral? What are they going to say? You know, we need to give them something to say, don't we? We need to give them something positive to say about us. And the greatest thing that people could ever say about us is, one, they know where we're at, and two, they knew we were faithful. If those two things cannot be said at your funeral, nothing else matters. Nothing. Doesn't matter what you leave behind. Doesn't matter the successes you had in the world. They know where you're going, and they know you were faithful. Those two things are huge. And so I think David is sort of in his mind getting to this somewhat concept as he begins to try to pull this together. As we go down into verse 6, surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. I love that verse. I think I'd spend every penny I have till the day I die. I ain't leaving nothing. That's exactly what that verse says. We spend all our life getting riches and we don't even know who's the one that's going to spend it, because our day may be over. Our life may be over. A reminder, what are we working for? What are we prioritizing in our day? What is the reason for? And verse 7 goes on, and now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Listen, it amazes me in the day and age in which we live and all the chaos that's going on, and our lives have become very quiet because I shut the news off. Don't need to listen to it. Don't need to watch. I haven't watched the news. I check it up on it here. Get the highlights and then just leave. You know, I don't really get into it anymore. It's amazing how less stressful life is when you don't take the scare tactics that the world is trying to throw at you. And this just spoke volumes to me in the age and the day in which we're in right now, because everybody is running scared. They may get something. They may die from something. How are we going to function in our world without? And all along, it was never a priority of any of that anyway. So when we see this, the object is we need to get to verse 8, or verse 9, 7, I'm sorry. We need to verse 7. What wait I for? God, what am I waiting for? What am I putting my time into? What is my priority every day? Because we've said it many, many times. The only thing that you're going to take with you to heaven is the person beside you or the people around you. Nothing else matters. So what are we investing in? Have you prayed that God would simply take your life and that God would allow you to be able to say, God, teach me how short life is? I don't know as if I've ever prayed that. I don't know if I've ever prayed, God, teach me that life is short. I've probably understood that by the accidents I've had, that we are frail and that life is short. Or maybe many funerals I've done. maybe the many bedsides I go by and see people who are about ready to go, ready to pass. You know, I get an idea that life is short, but I've never prayed, God, show me how short life is. There's a very valuable reason, I believe, why David prayed that. And again, we've seen it in Ephesians 5:16. Because we need to, because the times are evil. And I honestly do not know how much more God is going to put up with. And I really don't know how soon or how long before that trumpet sounds. But I do know God says, that's not for you to know. What is for you to know is how are you redeeming your time? How are you living every moment of your life? What are you investing in? And I love the way David pulls this together when he prays for God to show him that day that his days are short. And then in the latter part of verse 4, that I may know how frail I am. You know, we live in a society who's taking vitamins, who's doing exercises, who are doing everything they can to not be frail. And I've yet to meet one person that has worked. You may prolong some things. You may prolong a few years. You may be able to do a little bit more than the next guy. But I haven't seen anybody live forever. I haven't seen anybody make that stuff all work. And it's because God says, I know your numbers. I know your days. God knows exactly the moment, the second that my last breath and your last breath is going to be. Do we trust him in that? Are we serving him until that day? To me, it really was a humbling understanding and studying through this, because if we don't know where our time goes, it's a major danger signal in our life. Should be. If you are one who sits back and goes, where did the day go? What in the world? It's like, did you really do something, or did you accomplish things that would say, boy, you know what? I got a lot done today. And it's a simple phrase. I say it probably all the time. We all say it. Man, the day went, the week's going, the month's going, the years are going, and all those phrases. And it's like, even though they do fast when you get busy and stuff, but what are you busy at? So taking this verse and putting this to an understanding, we are described in verse 6, every man walketh in vain, disquieted in vain, heap up riches. Those are the three things that we do in our life. Walk in vain. We are disquieted. You got a noisy soul tonight, or you got a quiet soul? You got struggles going on within. You got troubles going on around you. You're worried about things. We walk around with a disquieted soul. And then there's the last one there. Says the third thing is that we heap up riches for someone else to spend. And if that describes your life tonight, man, we need to really think through and reflect back on how short our days really are. And it is just a simple understanding tonight, just a simple realization that our lives are valuable to God. And we need to take that value that God places in our lives, and we need to live it back out for him. Because if we live it back out for us, then we're not telling God that we think what he did is very valuable for us. And we're not going to change it. We're not going to lose it. God is going to make sure that all of this takes place in its own time. But challenge you to say that prayer. Challenge you to go to God. If you find yourself in verse 6, which I believe most of us probably would, then we need to get out of verse 6. We need to find our hope in verse 7. And the way we find our hope is you go back up and read verses 1 through 5. Because verses 1 through 5, David said, this is what I want, God. This is what I need. This is my goals. I don't want to sin. My goal is to bridle my tongue. My goal is to not be that person. God, I don't want to be that person. But God, I know that it's going to be you that does it through me. And I got to redeem my life short. And can't think of anybody that at the end of their, I've never heard anybody at this point in my years of ministry and funerals and bedsides, and I've never heard anybody say, you know, I think I did everything. I wanted to do and what God wanted me to do. I think I did it. Everybody says, I wish I had more time. I wish I would have. I wish I would have been able to. And that's what most people say. But for us, we have an opportunity. For us, we have a choice. Go back in here, study through it, and say, you know what, God, I need to be reminded how short my life is. My goals should be this. My hope is in you. And this is where I want to be. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the study tonight. And Lord, I pray that even though it was, wasn't a long study, it was just a very important principle, I think that we all need just a good reminder of in our life how important it is that we don't get caught up in planning and we don't get caught up in just doing our own thing. Because God, we will answer for every minute, for every thought, for everything ever happened. And as Paul shared, we need to redeem the time because the time is evil. And because the time is evil, that is going to draw that trumpet out. And Father, there will be a day we don't know when any of us will stand before you, but we do know we will. And Lord, I just pray we stay focused on the moment, we stay focused on the time, redeem it, be able to share you as often as we can. I pray this in your Son's name. Amen.